USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is vowing freedom will prevail after Russia invades Ukraine. Speaking from the White House, Biden announcing new sanctions that target banks and Russia's elite class. Biden also saying he'll do what he can to keep energy prices low for Americans.
I will do everything in my power to limit the pain the American people are feeling at the gas pump. This is critical to me. But this aggression cannot go unanswered. If it did, the consequences for America would be much worse.
Ukraine is reporting nearly 60 fatalities as part of that invasion. The country's Minister of Healthcare also saying 170 people have been injured. He noted the casualties include medical workers. After starting the day with the Dow down 800 points, the Dow finished up 92. This is USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Former Education Secretary John B. King Jr. is calling on President Biden to cancel student debt. King Jr. saying the nation's outstanding student loan debt is indisputably a crisis, writing in an op-ed that the crushing weight of student debt is preventing people from considering buying a home or even beginning a family. The Postal Service is finalizing plans for a new fleet of gas-powered vehicles.
The United States Postal Service said it's now cleared the final regulatory hurdle to placing orders for next-generation mail vehicles and getting some of them on delivery routes by next year, despite pushback from the Environmental Protection Agency. U.S. Postal Service's fleet comprises of more than 230,000 vehicles, including 190,000 local delivery vehicles that are due to be replaced. The decision allows the Postal Service to proceed with placing the first order that will include at least 5,000 electric-powered vehicles.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says Russia's invasion of Ukraine has already taken longer and been more costlier than Russian President Vladimir Putin expected. Rubio saying Russia has launched several attacks on cities very close to Ukraine's borders with NATO countries. As far as why folks here in the United States should care about what's going on in Ukraine, Rubio tells CNN,
"We now live in a world where countries can decide, hey, that belongs to us, we're going to go invade it and take it. I think the world's going to get really messy really fast, and that's going to impact us here. As far as Ukraine specifically is concerned, I think it has a big impact on a lot of things, on global energy prices. We already have very high gas and energy prices. They're going to go higher. You know, Ukraine is a pretty substantial food producer in wheat and corn. That'll have an impact on the global food market, which ultimately would have an impact on us as well. They actually are the leading supplier of neon gas for our nascent semiconductor industry here in the United States. That's going to be cut off."
Taiwan's defense ministry says 9 Chinese aircrafts entered its defense zone hours after Russia began its invasion into Ukraine. The ministry releasing the flight paths, saying they flew over Taiwan's Pratas Islands. This follows China's foreign ministry claiming Taiwan has no comparison to Ukraine since it has always been part of China. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.